baby. I miss you. But I've always missed you. If you're listening to this, it means that the worst has happened. But that's okay. I knew this would happen someday. Relationships, in a sense, are always temporary. Whether it's ended by the loss of one life or due to bickering, things always end. I wish I could have had forever with you. I decided for this to be recorded because I felt I owed you this. I felt like hearing this would allow you to truly understand just how much I loved you, and how much I would love you regardless of if we were still together in each other's lives or not. You already know the ending of our story, but you might not remember the beginning, so that's where I'll start. The day we met. It was a simple exchange. Nothing out of the ordinary. You probably barely remember it, but I can never forget. You were purchasing shampoo and conditioner and a few other things. You looked at me and you asked, "Hi, what do you think of this smell?" It was pine. I didn't care for it. I told you it smelled too strong. And do you remember what you did? You chose a different scent. You chose the one I recommended. The one that I loved. That meant something to me. It meant that you saw me as special. This random woman working at Target was more important than anyone else. Someone who you were willing to change your entire scent for. One of your five senses became something that I was now in charge of. I will never forget that moment. Of course, I was too shy to actually get the courage to ask you out. So, I did what I do best. I followed you home. Which, yes, is crazy, I know. Considering I really, really needed this job. But it didn't matter. I knew you were worth it. It didn't matter if I got fired, or if I starved, or if I got evicted from my apartment. All that mattered was fulfilling my destiny with you. Finding the man of my dreams and making him a reality, rather than just staying dreaming about him and watching him fade away slowly. I ended up buying the shampoo and conditioner too, funny enough. I wanted to smell like you every day. Sometimes I would even put it in my hair when it was dry. Just because the scent would fade. It also helped a lot when I didn't shower for days. Oh, yeah, I did end up losing my job and getting evicted. But I knew it was just a temporary blip. A lot of people aren't willing to go the extra mile for the person of their dreams. Maybe that's why everyone is so lonely and single these days. Not me, though. I'm willing to do the work. I don't think that makes me special or anything, but just someone who's been through enough pain in life to realize that love really is worth everything. So, finding out where you lived was pretty simple. You went straight home, of course. You had to put away the cold stuff you bought. Thinking about it now, how convenient is that? Just find the love of your life in a grocery store or something and make sure they're buying from frozen or cold things and they're guaranteed to go straight home. You don't have to waste much time. And your house was very cute. The fact you lived in one was impressive. Especially these days, I could barely afford my apartment on my measly hourly wage. I would skip meals or just steal food from my work. Bad, I know, but I did what I could to survive. Your house also had a very interesting layout. Historical, maybe? I didn't stay long on that first visit. Just long enough to watch you masturbate. I thought it was so fucking hot. You did it right in your living room when you got home. You didn't even put away the rest of your stuff. Just the cold things. And then you just pulled that perfect cock out. I don't think you should be worried about other people peeking through your windows. So don't worry. Most people won't. But if there is someone like me, yeah, I will peek through that tiny inch in the curtains that you forgot to fully close. It was just enough to see the porn you watched. So fucking hot. I loved all the kinky shit I saw you scroll through while you beat yourself off. Watching you come in that tissue. God. What a waste. I dug it out later and got as much as I could out of it. Best fucking meal I'd had in years. Thankfully, it was in the middle of the day, and most of your neighbors were busy with their family or just having a relaxing day. They didn't notice that I fingered myself in sync to your strokes, and only came a few moments after you. I got a lot better at coming at the same time as you, but it took a while to know the average time you took to get yourself off. Coming at the same time as you was definitely one of my favorite things to do with you. There's just something so personal about mutual masturbation. Almost more than sex, sometimes. You're looking at each other, touching yourself the way you do alone, and the other person's just watching you. I mean, masturbation is such a private thing. I felt honored every time I watched you do it. I savored every single one of those tissues you left for me. The fact you left them on your nightstand was so sweet. And your cum was sweet as well, by the way. I loved how much fruit you ate. You either knew you were feeding me later, or you just cared about your health. Either way, major green flag. But, yes. Eventually, I came back to your home after I'd lost my job and apartment. At first, I was just living in the foundation. It was disgusting. But I made it work. It took me a while to figure out how to get in between the walls, but it honestly felt so lucky that your house was so old. Newer houses these days do not allow the same maneuverability. I stayed very quiet those first few months. I had to make sure that your routine was solid enough for me to plan my day around. Using your bathroom, drinking water, and eating some food you bought too much of, and would eventually toss or forget about. Oh, one of my favorite things to do was borrow your toothbrush for the day. I would wait until you'd left and then suck on it like a lollipop. All day. Made me feel closer to you. And I liked feeling like I was tasting you all day. I even used to masturbate with it. Yeah. The tiny bristles. If I was just soft enough, I could make myself calm super hard. But that wasn't enough. Eventually, a woman has needs, and those needs can only be really satisfied by the man she loves. Drugging you when I felt like fucking you was tricky. Thankfully, you always made sure to stay hydrated prior to going to bed. While you brushed your teeth with the toothbrush I'd just masturbated with, I would drop a good amount of crushed hydroxyzine into your water bottle. Did it taste a little off? Probably, but you were too sleepy to really get a refill. Who'd want to go all the way back downstairs while they were just a sleepy little baby? So, at first, I just began giving you hand jobs while you slept. It was great, but very messy. I started doing it dry, just how you did it when you felt lazy, or didn't want to deal with putting a bunch of lube on your hand. I get it. Don't worry. I was the same way sometimes. It was amazing, though. Feeling the girth of your dick in my hand. Oh, almost every night. Watching it fucking explode. First time, I made the mistake of using only tissue. Your cum shot right through it like it was nothing. I won't lie, I masturbated to that image over and over for days. I rubbed my clit raw to that. I only made that mistake once, though. I had to make sure I caught all your cum with the tissue, but not too firmly as to wake you up. At least until I realized how deep of a sleeper you were. I still ate all of the tissues I used to clean up your cum. I didn't want to waste any of it, of course. Sucking you off was so much easier. I was so fucking grateful for it. Despite what you probably believe, I did not enjoy eating your cum tissues. I just did it because I'm not a fucking coward, and I value you as a man. Something most women don't understand these days. Anyway, yeah, sucking you off was a fucking dream. And I started with just some soft, slow sucking those first few nights. It'd take me about an hour of suckling and pulling gently on your dick with my lips. But you'd eventually come. And boy, was it a lot. So much better from the direct source. Again, I was unprepared for how big your loads were. I choked the first time I tried swallowing. I thought one gulp was enough, but I needed two. You should feel proud of that. My ex had such a weak cum shot. I couldn't tell what was my spit or his load, if you can even call it that. Your cock tasted great, too. I even kind of liked it when you didn't shower for a day or two. Your ball sweat. Your dick mask. Fucking delectable. I used to just lie there for half an hour at least before I throated your cock. Just sniffing and inhaling you. I wanted that shit to stay in my sinuses for the rest of the day. I wanted your smell to follow me wherever I went. I won't lie, I was occasionally disappointed when you showered before going to bed. All that musk just going to waste. There were a few times I snuck the drugs into one of your drinks at dinner, just to make sure you were too tired to shower. You're probably asking yourself, how could someone who loves another person drug them and molest them in their sleep? Well, I don't really have a good answer for you. Maybe it's selfish, but I just needed you that badly. But can you really honestly say that you didn't feel a difference? I saw how you transformed. With all that extra time not needing to masturbate, you got a lot more done around the house. were more social and just seemed happier. I knew my man needed his balls emptied as often as possible, and we just weren't at the stage yet where you trusted me enough to do that for you. So I worked with what I had. That's fair, right? Maybe not. I don't know. But that's in the past. Besides, things did escalate to much more than just blowjobs and handjobs. My holes needed you. They were screaming to get stuffed by you every single night, and my throat just wasn't enough. So I just did what I had to. Your cock was seriously the best thing that ever happened to my pussy. I had to put so many things into my body just to try and satisfy the itch I had for years. Big, small, monster. Sharpies? Anything just to try and fill the aching void in my cunt. I thought I was broken. I thought that I was just never gonna feel fulfilled. And then I met you. I moved in. I started watching you every night. And we started having sex. God, it was good sex. You used to wake up a little bit and fondle my tits while I rode you. You'd even grab my hips a little and try and get me to grind harder. You thought you were dreaming. It was cute. I loved it. My sex drive was always a bit too much for most guys I dated. So while you had pretty great stamina, actually, I had to start incorporating other drugs into our nightly ritual. I almost panicked and had to call 911 when your erection didn't go down after 5 orgasms. God, that would have been bad, huh? I think I saw a movie once where they had to stick a needle in it to drain the blood. No. It was just that 6th orgasm that finally drained your balls enough to calm you down. I still never figured out if you were a virgin or not, and there was really no evidence of it, and I never really got the chance to ask you. I'd always hoped that you were. I think if you were, it would only convince me more that we were meant to be. Like, life had put some sort of invisible mark on you that let other women know. You were mine. But... you started getting distant. You stopped sleeping in your bed. Stopped drinking at dinner and before bed. You even stopped sleeping at our house every night. Every time I did see you, it seemed like you were starting to lose it. You seemed scared. Like you were hearing things. You completely stopped masturbating and watching porn. Or at least while being in the house. And then one day, the police showed up. They caught me off guard as I was masturbating with a pair of your boxers. And in the middle of coming... Oh, stupid. I think I got way too comfortable. They let me put my clothes on, and, well, now we're here. So, you're really gonna show him this, right? You said if I just explained everything, you'd let him hear it?
Yes, of course. Well, go ahead and just email him a copy of this.
You promise? I don't want him to be worried about me.
Definitely. We both want the same thing here. Was there anything else you wanted to tell us about him?
Just that I love him. And I can't wait to see him again.
Right, of course. And we'll make sure he gets it, like I said. But now I'm gonna have to ask you about your last boyfriend and what happened with him.
Him? Oh, well, I haven't thought of him in some time.
Yes, he died of a drug overdose, didn't he?
Yes. Okay, well, it started when I was working at a coffee shop.
Billy's Beans, right?
Yes, and I was just working my normal shift.